Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast today. We're going to be talking through some fantastic things. And, you know, the feedback I've had from Sunday, again, was so phenomenal. And I can feel God's really doing something in people's lives. And I pray you're one of them. I pray that God is opening your heart and your mind to understanding how to live out of supply, not out of demand. Right, living out of demand creates stress. Living out of scarcity makes you believe that God's not for you, that you have to earn it. And it's really interesting because, you know, Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says we're saved by grace through faith. We've talked about this a bit, that grace and faith are the opposite sides of the same coin. And it's really important to know you need both of those things operating in your life. And so what happens, we talked today about, on Sunday, about being connected. How do you know you're living in grace? How do you know you receive the gift of righteousness and the abundant provision of grace? How do you know? And there are all those symptoms I listed, right? That there comes a peace, there comes a sense of calm, there comes security, and all the other symptoms I listed. And the only thing we have to do is stay connected. I hope you got that from the message on Sunday. Staying connected to the vine. Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches in John 15. And so we know that a branch just receives, and the secret to what Paul wrote in Romans 5, he says, you shall receive the gift of righteousness and receive the abundant provision of grace. And so the way we live in grace is to receive it, just like a branch receives from the vine all the sap and the nutrients, and it automatically, while it stays connected and abides, it produces fruit. So for your life, supernatural supply will come into your life without you having to strain or strive if you're connected. So the key issue is I've got to get connected. I've got to know the pipelines in which I can receive from, which we talked about last week. But being connected, I'm going to show you how the devil uses this principle against us. So we're supposed to be connected. Being connected is the secret to receiving. I can't receive if I'm not connected because I'm disconnected from the source of life. So I have to be connected to Jesus. I have to be connected to him. And then I receive from him in that connection. I receive from him. So when I'm worshiping him, when I'm talking to him, I'm conscious that I'm receiving life. I'm receiving rest. I'm receiving rejuvenation. I'm receiving healing. I'm receiving all the provision of that favor and that grace. I'm getting ideas. I'm getting joy. I'm receiving peace. I'm receiving a mind that's not wandering and a mind that's not darting all over the place. My mind is not filled with worry. I am receiving from Jesus. And while I stay connected, the fruit begins to just bear. Supernatural fruit begins to bear in my life. But then, of course, because we're human, we disconnect with God. And we may do that through sin. We may do something wrong, have a bad attitude, gossip, whatever it might be. And so the devil tries to get us to sin to disconnect us. But then he tries something that sounds very plausible as a religious idea, but it's his secret weapon against you. Because once you've disconnected through sin, God wants you to get plugged right in. The problem is, in our emotions, we feel unrighteous. We feel we don't deserve it. And so we kind of pull away from God, like Adam and Eve. We kind of pull away. We don't feel like we have a right to ask because we've sinned or we've done something wrong. And we don't have a right to ask God to receive. We can't receive because we don't have a right until we will feel better enough. And the problem with that is that's the devil actually trying to disconnect you. Remember, you receive grace when you're connected. So when you pull away because you don't feel good enough, and you wait till you feel good enough to connect again, all those days that go by, you're not receiving grace. You're on your own. You're not receiving supernatural supply. You are living in demand. You're living in scarcity. You're not living in the overflow, because the overflow only comes through being connected. So the devil uses sin, then shame. And shame is the longest one. Sin happens in a moment. Shame takes days. And then somehow we fool ourselves into thinking, well, I feel better now. I feel more justified. I've done my penance. Now God may receive me. And Martin Luther, the great originator of the shift into grace and the Reformation, made this statement. It's a paraphrased version, but he said this: how arrogant do you think you are to believe that somehow if your emotions feel better about God, that God somehow feels better about you? That God's waiting for you to feel better for him to feel better. It's ludicrous. And so that's the devil's scheme, is to make you go back to work. So feeling good enough is going back to a works mentality. I've got to feel good enough to connect. And what God wants you to do, even as you've sinned, is say, I am the righteousness of Christ. I am righteous because of Jesus. And Jesus, I'm sorry, I connect back into that vine even more. And if you'll defy the shame, you'll find those moments where you reconnect, allow the flow to continue on in your life. Such an important point, because the devil will use sin to trick us. He'll use shame to confuse us and keep us away from the life that we need to live by grace. So living by grace is not about not making mistakes. Living by grace means knowing that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He knows what you're going to do. He already knows that you're going to fail because you're human. He's asking you to, by faith, connect with grace, receive from him again, say, God, I'm sorry, and I'm going to love you. I'm not going to wait till I feel better. I'm going to receive from you. And I promise if you do that today, and you do that every day this week, everything's going to start being different. You'll release yourself from the punishment of shame that's not warranted by a devil that wants to use it to keep you disconnected from the grace supply. So don't let him. Look at it as an attack against the enemy, rather than thinking God says you're not worthy. He says you're worthy today, yesterday, tomorrow, because you're righteous. Have a fantastic day, and don't forget to put that into action. We'll see you tomorrow.